It's a movement, but it's about people. Be the People is about we the people joining forces to reclaim and reshape the best of our nation's time-treasured traditions. Each week, we offer insightful interviews with movers and shakers from all different spheres of life. And now, please welcome Dr. Carol Swain.
Welcome to the Be the People show. Today we're discussing Chick-fil-A, a formerly conservative Christian corporation that after years of harassment has finally bowed to pressures from the LGBTQ activists and sees support of the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, two organizations that hold conservative Christian views on homosexual behavior. Chick-fil-A's new president says its foundation will donate to other charities, whether faith-based or not, and will focus exclusively on education, homelessness, and hunger. One of the new organizations that the corporation will support is Covenant House, an organization that promotes LGBTQ inclusion and one where the founder has been accused of molesting young men seeking food and shelter at their facility. Joining me today to make sense of this is David Black. Dave Black is the husband of former House of Representatives Budget Chair Diane Black, and he is the founder of Second Vote, a nonprofit that informs consumers about which corporations use their profits to support liberal social issues like abortion, gay activism, and radical causes. Dave, welcome back to the Be the People show.
Well, Carol, thank you very much for the invitation to be on your show again. Appreciate the chance to speak to you about these very important issues. And it's been an interesting week with the announcement by Chick-fil-A of a really significant new direction for their organization. There's a lot of conversation that needs to be had on this subject matter. In fact, we had a team meeting this morning at Second Vote looking at rescoring Chick-fil-A on our Second Vote system, because this is such a dramatic change in who they've represented themselves to be and who they really may be in the future. I think what's very interesting here, and I don't think I've seen too much discussion about this yet, you know, nothing in the cultural conflicts happened just by themselves. This is an interesting announcement, just as folks are putting up their Christmas decorations and we're moving in to the most significant part of the year for Christians, the birth of Christ. And they make this announcement at this moment in time. To me, it's extremely interesting, the timing of the announcement of withdrawing their funding from Salvation Army and Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and their indication that in the future they will be assessing, I don't know what terminology they've used exactly, but in essence, very carefully, which organizations they will support in the future. And all of this really comes as a consequence of an unrelenting campaign by the homosexual community on their fact that they have been a Christian organization believing in Christian principles, including marriage between a man and a woman.
Well, you know, one of the things this new company president, Tim Tassopoulos, he says, as we go into new markets, we need to be clear about who we are. And what I believe has happened, and I don't have any evidence other than my quote presumption, that it's the employees, the fact that, Truett Cathy, who founded the organization, he's not running the organization now, and that the LGBTQ community, that they have been able to, you know, become a part of the decision-making of the organization. And even though they're moving in this direction, it's never enough, because they have already issued statements coming from, you know, some key homosexuals that what Chick-fil-A has done is still not enough. And I'm sure that they will not be happy until the organization announces that they're going to give a certain amount of money to organizations supporting the homosexual community, and that still will not be enough. And at the end of the day, you know, we lose that Christian organization that has been so successful despite being closed on Sundays.
Well, I do think it's sad that they've selected a president at Chick-fil-A who doesn't know who they are. If he is confused about who Chick-fil-A has been, that's a very, very sad statement on the decision-making of bringing this individual on board. Chick-fil-A is recognized by conservatives and Christians as a faith-based organization that has stood by its faith values. And there's been no confusion on that issue, as evidenced by the fact that they are closed on Sunday for the very reason that it's a day for Christians that should be kept holy. So it, I think this is such hypocrisy. We have an organization which has benefited tremendously by representing themselves as a Christian organization with a moral, strong moral compass and convicted to its faith. And now suddenly it's going to do a U-turn on many of those values and try to placate the radical left. And as you just stated, and it's very, very true, you will never, ever satisfy the demands of the left. Appeasement is not a successful strategy for the future. And I think Chick-fil-A will find, as others have found, the goalposts always get moved in terms of what is going to represent a successful score to satisfy these folks. You know, the HRC, which is the umbrella organization for the LGBTQ plus, whatever else you want to throw in there, they have a guidance document to get so the companies can have them scored 100%. You know, one of the criteria for that is that companies will not fund Christian-based organizations. So this is just a step in a direction that's very unhealthy for Chick-fil-A. It's not a good step for Christians at large. I think what is extremely sad is that Chick-fil-A, representing itself as a Christian organization, has really turned its back on Salvation Army and Fellowship of Christian Athletes, which are standing by their faith, by the values they're convicted in. And by stepping away from them, Chick-fil-A has really signaled strongly that they now agree with those critics in the homosexual community that claim that such organizations are hate groups. And so this is, in my mind, a great hypocrisy.
Well, I agree with you. And they were already moving away from that to a certain extent. And, you know, maybe it's the Chick-fil-A restaurants I've gone into, but I've noticed for some time now that I don't see the prayer box. They used to have a box where people could drop prayer requests, and maybe some do and some don't, but I've noticed them missing. And so I think that's step away.
Yeah. Again, I think the timing of this announcement is interesting. I think, you know, they didn't make a decision last week or even last month that they were going to make this announcement. This is something that they have been moving towards. And it's a very orchestrated approach. It's very planned. I think what's interesting too, you know, in the company I founded, where we had 1,000 employees, we ultimately had to bring in investment bankers because of the funding needed to support our growth. But eventually, right after I left the business, the culture changed dramatically. And one of the first things the investment bankers eliminated was every day we had a daily newsletter going out to 1,000 employees. And in that newsletter, we had God's word. We had scripture in there every day. And it was a part of creating a culture that rested upon Judeo-Christian values. And by having those Judeo-Christian values, we created a culture that was loving and respectful, and certainly tolerant of those who are different. But that isn't what you get when you remove Judeo-Christian values and that associated morality. You know, we haven't been witnessing stories about Chick-fil-A employees breaking out into fistfights like we do in other fast food restaurants. Everybody, I think, who's gone to Chick-fil-A always is impressed by how respectful and polite the employees are. But if the leadership at Chick-fil-A is now going to change that culture and the basis of that culture, they're going to destroy the product and service that we have received over the many years. Their success is a consequence of who they have been from their founder, who had a strong conviction in his faith and who was not shy about saying, we are an organization led by biblical principles. But now, apparently, they've made this turn, and they are going to change that culture. And there's going to be consequence to that. And I don't know. I never hate to try to be a prophet and prophesize on tomorrow, but I just wonder if we aren't going to see them move towards opening on Sundays, and that we will see more evidence of the fact that they are going to move far away from a very strong founding principles of how this organization was operated.
I had the same thought, that it's a matter of time before they shift and look like other organizations, because if it's now the profit motive and not the Christian values and principles, then why be closed on Sunday? And when we return from this break, I'd like to read a statement from a representative from GLAAD. And this is GLAAD is a LGBT activist organization. And this statement tells you exactly how they feel about this gesture. We'll be back in a moment.
We are in a cultural war where liberals are targeting our children. Dr. Carol Swain and Steve Beasel have teamed up to co-author the book, Abduction: How Liberalism Steals Our Children's Hearts and Minds. They expose how liberals are using the entertainment industry and our public school system to indoctrinate our children. The book provides practical steps which you can take to push back. Get your copy of Abduction: How Liberalism Steals Our Children's Hearts and Minds on Amazon. Fight back against the brainwashing of our children.
Spreading the out loud truth from sea to shining sea. AmericaOutloud.com is the voice of liberty and justice for all. The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world. To unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. We are the vision of the voices. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
I'm back with David Black, and Second Vote is an organization that empowers people to hold companies accountable for how they spend their corporate dollars after elections. And we're talking about Chick-fil-A. The director of GLAAD, an organization that fights for LGBTQ rights, issued a statement that said, this is about the company's financially supporting anti-LGBTQ organizations. Chick-fil-A lacks policies to ensure safe workplaces for LGBTQ employees and should unequivocally speak out against the anti-LGBTQ reputation that their brand represents. And so it seems to me from this statement that they're saying Chick-fil-A has not done enough, and that the only way they can show that they embrace the homosexual community is to totally change the workplace. And that becomes a demand to hire more people who are openly gay, who will be the media face of the organization. There's no new script here. We've seen this before.
Absolutely, we have. And let's be completely clear here. If you are a Christian and you believe in marriage between a man and a woman and the biblical definition of man and woman, but also let's say you're a scientist and you know science says there are only males and females, you know, this is biology. This is fundamental biology. It's also theology. It's also philosophy. But let's please acknowledge that it is a myth and it is a made-up reality. It's not reality. It's made-up reality that somehow a man and a woman is a natural condition or state. That is not true. But what they wish to advance is that if you don't agree with them, you must be a hater. But I would ask the audience to make sure they open their eyes and look about. The only haters in this conversation is the homosexual community. They are the ones who try to destroy lives and try to destroy businesses who do not agree with them. I'm not aware of any Christian organization that is looking to destroy LGBTQ businesses or LGBTQ organizations, but the screaming, the yelling, the boycotting, the character destruction of individuals all comes out of the homosexual community. And I can speak to that from politics as well, because my wife, as a woman of extremely strong faith who served in politics for 20 years, she was subjected to the language and the actions of these people. So let's, you know, the haters are not the Christians. And just because you disagree does not mean you are a hater. Indeed, the homosexual community would have never arrived where they are today if Christians were haters. They would have been dealt with years ago as they have risen up to try to demand compliance by Christians to their belief system. But the fact is that they have grown in power in large part because Christians have been tolerant of the homosexual community. So the love has been expressed on one side, but hatred from the other. And we know the stories of the bakers and the wedding planners. We've seen individuals from corporations that supported traditional marriage be attacked by this by these organizations. We need, you know, GLAAD and HRC and all of these various voices on this subject matter are misrepresenting the truth. They're misrepresenting the reality. We are what they want us to do is embrace a fake reality, a false reality, that somehow their walk through life or their view of life is the correct view. And since the beginning of man, you know, until the last 20 years, it's certainly not been the belief or condition of man. And it's only in the recent past that we've seen this growth of, quote, acceptance of their lifestyle. Absolutely. You know, we shouldn't even be surprised by what happened to Chick-fil-A, because these folks are very well organized. They're very well financed, and they succeed through intimidation and beating down people that they're trying to get to comply with their agenda.
Well, I would say, you know, that with the cultural Marxist strategy, that they go into organizations, they make demands, organizations, you know, respond by using that as a way to benefit individuals. Now on college applications, that is a category that an applicant can check to get a preference. And at colleges and universities, that can be a factor in being hired and being promoted. And at some universities, there is an overrepresentation and aggressive behavior against anyone who doesn't embrace enthusiastically a lifestyle that may run counter to their values and principles. We talk about Christians, but there are also some other religious groups that don't agree with the lifestyle choice that many homosexuals have made. And we have watched with the Boy Scouts and various other organizations, just what happens as you make the concessions, it's never enough. And we can watch, you know, Chick-fil-A, they made this decision, and I'm sure that it can be traced to employees that they've already hired, but it will end if it continues in this direction with people from the homosexual community placed in leadership positions, and in those leadership positions, they will push their agendas. What troubles me the most about it is that they don't have a live and let live approach. They're not tolerant of everyone else. And whether or not the whole goal seems to be to silence people, to make us so intimidated that we don't stand up for our own values and principles. And I find that totally unacceptable. And a lot of Christians, you know, people like me, people like Diane, we don't hate members of the LGBT community. We don't discriminate when we hire individuals. But at the same time, a lot of people will come into organizations, they will have an agenda, and their agenda may be to destroy the organization in some cases, or to destroy the individual. They may not be as loyal to the person that's extending the opportunity. They may not be as loyal to them as they are to advance in their agenda. And I think that that is problematic, but it's the world we live in.
Well, you're absolutely right. They are, in fact, through their scoring system in corporations, pushing preferential hiring of employees as well as vendors, which is discriminatory against Christians. I think we have a lot of other silent behavior going on that will become more aggressive over time. You know, they have gained their status of where they are today because of the tolerance of the Christian community. But you're right. Today, it now has shifted more into intimidation. Again, as they drive people out of their own businesses, such as bakers or wedding planners or whoever it may be that stands by their faith, you can't do that. Not in their world. In their world, you have to agree with them. And if you don't have to agree with them, then you are a hater. You are someone who has to be destroyed. And I don't think the Christian community yet realizes the risks and the threats to our faith, to our churches, to our schools. Our society is being upended by this movement. And, you know, it's interesting to me, Diane and I are very involved in the LIFE movement. And when we began in the LIFE movement, a clear majority of Americans were supporting abortion. But that has shifted with improved messaging, with improved understanding of the life that's in the womb and the termination of that life and what that represents. And there's a growing understanding and awareness that abortion causes harm. I mean, it causes death of a child, but also harm to the woman who goes through that experience. And, you know, Diane and I, as pro-life folks, have always not only focused on the child, but also on the mother and the woman who has to go through that difficult decision process to engage in an abortion procedure. So, but we haven't been successful in addressing this really important issue of the homosexual community's growth in power and its influence, but its determination really to destroy the church. And they have infiltrated churches. We now have churches that have stepped entirely away from scripture. They still call themselves churches. But well, Presbyterian USA, they embrace homosexual marriage and abortion, but they call themselves a church. And yet they're you know, what they believe in today is outside of scripture. So they're being very successful in their changing of even our church, but certainly our culture. And I don't think most Americans, most conservatives, most Christians, those who really believe in traditional American values understand the threat.
Well, even with the Southern Baptists, you know, there's a move among activists to push the Southern Baptist Convention in that direction. And it's so clearly orchestrated. And I believe that over the next few years, we will see that organization split over the LGBTQ issue. And that is the world that we live in today. Dave, after we take the break, I'd like for you to tell our listeners more about Second Vote.
Each week, the Be the People show presents interviews with insightful guests from the world of politics, religion, media, and culture. The Be the People show is on podcast. It offers bonus footage. To listen to Be the People online, go to the BeThePeopleNews.com website and subscribe to the Be The People podcast, heard also on the America Out Loud Network.
I'm back with my guest, Dave Black, and we're talking about Chick-fil-A's recent decision to stop supporting some Christian organizations that adhere to a traditional biblical viewpoint when it comes to family and marriage, and to move towards supporting even some organizations that are pursuing openly supporting the LGBTQ agenda. I'd like for David to tell listeners about Second Vote.
Well, thank you, Carol. First of all, the name arises out of the concept that your first vote is in the ballot box every 2 years, but every day you have an opportunity to exercise your second vote through the dollar you spend or the dollar you donate. And many Americans, Christians and conservatives and constitutionalists do not understand that after they spend their dollar, where the corporations may use their dollars to fund organizations that are contrary to their value system. And we certainly have conservatives that donate dollars to nonprofits where those nonprofits are engaged in bad behavior as well. They just don't understand the full breadth of activities of that nonprofit. So what we do at Second Vote is we do organizational or corporate research on what that organization may be involved with in social activism. We have seven issues that we track that are Judeo-Christian based, but there's scripture that applies to each of the seven issues, but they are also seven issues of great importance to our founding fathers through statements they made about what will create a strong and healthy America, or this new United States that they created. So issues that we follow, the seven issues, are life, marriage, environment, Second Amendment, religious liberty, education, and immigration. And all of those issues are points of attack by the radical left to change America and what America has been. And, you know, Carol, the United States that you and I were born into was quite a different country than what we see today. And I made the remark yesterday in speaking to someone from FRC that, you know, today we've got young folks seeking out safe spaces. You know, we talk about safe spaces on college campuses or safe spaces here or there. But I grew up in a country where the whole country was a safe space. You could indeed, on all of our seven issues, express your opinion. You might have someone in disagreement, but you didn't have to worry about your business or your reputation being attacked and destroyed. You know, we inherited something from our forefathers that was very, very, very special. And it was very, very special because it was based upon a Declaration of Independence that within it declared the importance of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. You could pursue your dreams to your own endpoint that you would define as happiness. But you can't do that today. A baker who has a business wanting to bake cakes for Christians getting married can be attacked and destroyed in the United States of America. And that is not the country we were gifted by our forefathers.
What about university professors? I mean, university professors, whether they're liberal or conservative, they are operating in an environment where the rules change constantly. And any group that's offended at any time can make a case, and the administrators of most universities will side on behalf of the aggrieved person.
Oh, yes. And what is extremely troubling to me, you know, as someone who founded a company with 1,000 employees, and I was hiring scientists and financial people and marketing people, what was very distressing to me was the quality of the person I was hiring. We had to actually create our own university within our company. So when we hired people, we would actually educate them to do a job.
Right.
Colleges and universities are so caught up in things outside of education that, in all candor, I'm not even quite sure what young people are really going to school to learn these days. Because I will tell you, we had over 200 scientists within my company, and they just, you know, they were not getting good education.
That doesn't surprise me. And some of our guests will not hear the entire interview unless they go to the podcast. And so for the radio listeners, you can hear the rest of my conversation with Dave by going to my website, BeThePeopleNews.com or the America Out Loud Network, and you can follow this conversation. And I'm going to give Dave an opportunity to give his website again.
It's pretty simple. It's just Second Vote, and that's the numerical 2, secondvote.com. And we would please ask you to come and visit, look at our information. I think anybody who visits our information for the first time is always surprised. But it's information you need to know.
And for my listeners, remember, it's up to us to be the people who change our nation and change our world. If we want to have a nation that is governed by a constitution and a set of values and principles that have made us the envy of the rest of the world, then we need to fight now to maintain our freedoms, because our freedoms are under attack. And so be the people who change the nation, change our world. So I want to ask you about Chick-fil-A. Let's get back to them. How are they scored now by your organization? And then do you anticipate making changes in the future? Will you contact them directly? What would be your next steps?
Yes, currently, our scoring system is a 5-point scoring system. One would be extremely liberal, a 5 would be conservative, or you might say a 1 would be anti-Judeo-Christian and a 5 would be Judeo-Christian. So currently, Chick-fil-A is scored a 4 on our scoring system. But we had a meeting this morning with the team, and we were looking at the scoring, and it's going to change, and it's going to change, I think, rather dramatically, because this announcement and change in direction by Chick-fil-A really does change our scoring process significantly. And but I will say we had a rather healthy and lively debate this morning, because we frankly haven't looked at a company such as Chick-fil-A that has been so open and they marketed themselves as a Christian organization and then suddenly turned in a completely different direction. So how do we score that they actually took dollars away from the very recognized Christian organization Salvation Army and also Fellowship of Christian Athletes? So we are in the process of rescoring Chick-fil-A. We are going to be taking into account some subjective look at how they have changed in their policy and in their future behavior. And that's certainly going to change their scoring in a way that is going to be quite different. It's going to move them outside of the, neutral is a 3. You know, 1 is far left, a 2 is, to get back, we really follow money. So a 1 would be a direct donation to a leftist radical organization on that issue. A 2 would be an indirect donation. A 3 would be neutral. A 4 would be indirect donation to a Christian conservative cause. And a 5 would be a direct donation. And what Chick-fil-A has done is moved itself. I'm certain that they will score now on the liberal side of our scoring. It'll come somewhere between a 1 and a 2, perhaps. It could be between a 2 and a 3. But this impacts religious liberty. It impacts marriage. But it's also revealing in other ways with regards to what their future direction may be. So we are assessing that carefully. But we will be rescoring and posting new information in the near future.
Will you be reaching out to them before you actually change that score?
Normally, we always send a registered letter to the CEO and chief legal officer about our scoring of their company. And I don't know if we will delay in this instance to, we will still send the letter, but we will more likely than not post our change score even before we send that letter. I think the folks, we have over 360,000 followers. We know through our allied organizations, we touch about 4 million people. And we want to make sure that people are aware of this change. Amazingly, I'm sure we will be able to find people who will say, oh, Chick-fil-A changed who they are. I didn't know that. But that's our role, is to capture this information, digest the information, put it into our scoring system, and then communicate to our direct followers and indirect followers. And again, we think that all we know, it's about 4 million people that we touch with our information.
Well, one of the things that some people say, and I understand the statement, it's the Chick-fil-A owner's money. They can give it to whomever they please. And so that's true, except that only applies to conservatives. That's our stance. The political left, that is not their stance. Otherwise, we would not be having this discussion. Because what triggered the attacks on Chick-fil-A was that they gave to Christian family-oriented organizations such as the Family Research Council years ago.
Yes, and of course, you know, the next step on that opinion is it's my money also, and I can choose to shop at Chick-fil-A or not.
That's right.
In all candor, you know, I've been a very loyal Chick-fil-A ever since Mike Huckabee had his day of support. You know, after Huckabee had that day of support, in fact, on that day of support, we bought about 3,000 Chick-fil-A meals at my company. We bought breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 1,000 employees. And then I'd made the decision we would do that every Wednesday, and so every week. So we were buying about 3,000 meals every week, and we did that for about, I don't know how many months. And then we shifted to buying, it was Chick-fil-A Wednesday once a month. We went from once a week to once a month. But I'm pretty sure I've purchased hundreds of thousands of Chick-fil-A meals to support them.
I'm sure, and many other Christian-oriented organizations have done the same thing. And some people will shift their behavior. Others won't. Others won't do that. But we know that as one organization falls, you can expect that there will be a new organization that's targeted, and you know they yep. have a list. And they go after people one by one, very strategically, and we need to be aware of what's taking place.
They don't care if they destroy that organization. Look what they've done to Boy Scouts. Boy Scouts is dying. Boy Scouts of America, which has been a wonderful program to develop leadership for generations, is in the process of dying because of what the homosexual community has done. They don't care if they kill Chick-fil-A as a corporation, or kill the culture that has made it such a great corporation. They don't care. They will harm whoever they wish and whatever organization. And anyone who tries to play the game of appeasement with them will discover that there is no end to the appeasement.
Well, the thing about it, again, is that the Christians that I know don't discriminate against people because of their sexual orientation. But if they have particular values and principles as an individual that's based on their faith, you know, that those values guide everything that they do. And so that's a reality. What we see taking place today in America is that the Christians are the people that are being targeted. And when it comes to organizations, the left has always infiltrated the organizations. They've engaged in deception and manipulation to achieve their ends. And for people like me, we don't operate that way. We tend to be very transparent. And the transparency is used against people. And I'm sure that, you know, just having this podcast, there will be renewed attacks on me. I've always stood by my faith. But I think it's important that we not be cowards. Like, if we believe in God and in his power, we should be willing to take a risk And we should expect persecution because the Bible tells us that if we are followers of Jesus, we're going to be persecuted. So what's new?
Oh, there's nothing new under the sun. It takes on different forms, but it's always been a challenge, I think, to be a Christian and work hard to live a Christian life and a moral life. I think that becomes more difficult in a society that is so rich as we are rich. I don't know if you've seen the Pew research that 88% of Americans are among the 17% or 16% richest people in the world. Think about that. 88% of Americans are among the 16% richest people in the world. We are a rich, rich society, and it's only because we're a rich society that we can now have such silliness going on as these incredible cultural changes. If we were, a country with less leisure time or more demand on our time just to put food on the table or whatever, we wouldn't be talking about such nonsense. But no, and not only are we so rich, but here we are. First of all, we live in this world of unreality where we say, oh, a man can be married to a man or a woman to a woman. But we also have other aspects of our culture that we've created that is disconnected from reality. We've got a $22 trillion debt that we're handing off to our children and grandchildren. We're the richest country in the world and the richest culture in the world. We can't live within our means. And we're passing this on to our children and grandchildren to deal with. And we just walk around every day like, oh, we don't need to deal with that. And we don't even think about it. But we have other ways in which we have suspended reality to live in this world that we've created. But we're able to do that because it's such a rich nation. And I find it I'm at a loss for words at the moment to describe the picture that we should be looking at of people who are so blessed by what God has provided, and yet in that blessing we've become so selfish and self-centered. And we need to change. We need a revival in this nation of the spirit and the soul that restores us, to life's purpose, which is to do for others and not so be so focused on ourselves, and also to look out for others. Christ's second great commandment is to love thy neighbor. And we're not loving our neighbors by allowing them to be attacked maliciously on this issue of homosexuality, but also the debt we're leaving to our children and other ways in which we are not addressing the real needs within our society.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. And remember, until next time, we the people can be the people who change America.